Hello. Thank you for joining me. I would like to share with you today some meditation that has been really important to me for decades. I first began to explore this in the early 1970s. It has to do with breathing in the different lobes of the lung. On the right side, we have three lobes, an upper, a middle, and a lower. I'm sitting on my, there we go, on lower. On the left, we only have two lobes, an upper and a lower. But the upper lobe, as soon as it, as soon as the bronchus from the trachea comes into the lung, the upper lobe, it divides right away. So we have two distinct areas on the left side, even though it's only one lobe. So, because I can get tangled up in words, I'm going to say upper, middle, and lower rather than saying the upper part of the upper and the lower part of the upper. I can very easily start to stutter. So, we will be looking at the six areas of the lungs. Three on the right, two on the left. But the upper one immediately divides into two areas. Now it's important to know that the upper lobes are in front of the middle lobe in the sense of they overlap. So that if you put your hands on your shoulders, you are only on the upper lobes. When you put your hands over your breast and under your arms on both sides, then you're in the middle lobe, but know that the upper lobe is a little, the bottom of the upper lobe is a little bit in front of the top of the middle lobe. Then, when you get to the lower lobe, you have to go under your breast. There's only a little bit of the upper lobe that you can feel from the front because it's behind the middle lobe, so you bring your hands behind your back. And that lower lobe is very large and goes all the way up to the spine of the scapula, so it's very large on the back. And when you look at the back of the lungs, not your own, you don't see the middle lobe because it's overlapping. So we have an upper lobe, we have a middle lobe that's a little bit behind it at the upper edge, and then you have the lower lobe, which is behind the middle lobe and extends a little bit below it. Now, I'm also very interested in nervous system learning and cellular learning. So far, this has been through our nervous systems that I'm explaining, and you would be listening. We are coming from the image of the lungs through words. You can look in anatomy books to see the visual. The next part will be cellular learning. And by that I mean we're going to use our nervous system to lead us to where the cells are, and then through breathing, awaken the cells to their own existence. And then go back and see how that new cellular information has informed our nervous system. So, as I have said before, if you have listened or studied with me or another body mind centering educator or therapist, that the nervous system is a recording system from this viewpoint. There are many different viewpoints. This is from this viewpoint of cellular learning, that the cellular level is where the original experience arises. The nervous system records it, carries it to our brain, and then our brain holds it in total patterns with all that's happening throughout the body, physiologically, psychologically, perceptually, cognitively, spiritually, that this is a one pattern, and the nervous system helps to hold that as a unity. And then we go back and we go to different cells of the body, different tissues, different organs, and they awaken to themselves. And then that information goes into the nervous system, and then we direct ourselves from our nervous system differently. So this somatization, I'm going to suggest you can do it anywhere. I'm going to do it sitting here on this nice gymnastic ball in the corner of my living room studio. For those of you who see this through YouTube, you'll see. Hello. Those of you who are listening through the audio, hello to you also, but you do not know that I'm sitting on a red ball, except that I'm telling you. So where are we from there? I easily get distracted, so bear with me. If you are able to, and many of us are at home at this time, sheltering in place, hopefully you have a place to shelter. Maybe you lie down, because part of coming into cellular consciousness is to let go of the external world and then come back to it with a deeper experience of self in the cells. So lie down, find a comfortable place. First, it's to simply release into the earth. So we are earth people. There's an electromagnetic attraction for us to be connected, so that as the earth is somehow spinning around the sun, that we don't fly off. But we're really... it's such a miracle, isn't it? Such a mystery, this traveling through the universe, through our lives, through space, and being so connected to this sheltering in place on the planet, this earth that's so magnificently beautiful. Here on the earth, and when we've seen it from the outer space, is so beautiful also. So we have the self feeling about it, connection, and then we have this outside view, which has happened in my lifetime. The first spaceships, astronauts, giving us a view from the outside. Okay, so you are lying there, resting, breathing naturally, not forcing your breath, not directing it, but enjoying it. Now, there have been a few people who have shared with me their experience of having this virus and how this particular exploration was very helpful, and I would like to share them with you. This one, how the lungs can feel their own vitality or their own presence as they heal, if for any reason someone listening has contacted the virus. May this be helpful in your healing and in your awakening. And may it help you if that you never have to experience this virus. What I have found is that I had as a child many cases of bronchitis and difficulties with breathing. And so in this process, this is one of the processes in which I healed old patterns of glue between the fascia and stickiness. And that's what I feel causes dis-ease, is that we build up these scarred, we can say scar tissue or gummy kind of sticky stuff that allows other things to stick to, just like a pond that has oil or other kinds of toxic things in it, that it allows more toxicity. On the other hand, I've read wonderful stories how ponds that have, or lakes, depending on the size, that have been polluted, when we no longer put the toxic materials in there, they clean up themselves. Maybe 5 years, or that's not my field of expertise or experience, but I've read that nature cleans itself, and having freshly run water instead of stagnation. So I'm hoping this will bring you a more fluid, flowing, healthy vitality to your lungs. So I've talked quite a while before starting the somatization to give you a chance to just lie there and breathe and listen or fall asleep. I can go on and on. I happen to like stories. All right. So now I'm going to ask that you place one of your hands, it could be your left, I just did my left, it could be your right, place one of your hands on the shoulder of that side. And I'm saying that because in another somatization I can explain more, but that it's been my experience for myself and others that cell to brain is on the same side and brain to cell is on the opposite side. And because our society has focused really on the nervous system almost completely, but that's changing, it's really changing, but still that's where most of the research and grant monies have gone to. And so it's obvious if somebody's had a stroke on the right side of the brain, it's going to be a problem on the left side of the body. And if they've had a problem on the left side of the brain, there'll be a problem on the right side of the body. But this is different. This is cellular consciousness going to the same side and then from the brain to the opposite, both sensory and motor, not just the motor from the brain down and sensory from back to the brain, to the cortex. All right, so your hand is over one shoulder, and I suggest the same side, but I can't do my right hand as well as my left, so you have to also adapt to whatever your situation is. If you have to use the other hand, do so. Don't listen to me above yourself. We're in relationship. All right, so you place your hand on your shoulder, close your eyes, and just feel your breathing there. Now, sometimes it doesn't feel like much, and sometimes you feel it really easily. Don't judge it. Just notice, not with your frontal lobe, oh, I'm trying to notice, but with your back of your brain, opening the back of your brain and allowing the information to come in. It's very different to focus, which is actually a motor act from the front of the body. I'm asking you to have awareness, which is opening the back of your nervous system, spinal cord and brain, so that it can come in. And if you try to find it, you'll be going from the front and you'll actually not find it. Well, maybe you will, but from this perspective, you'll find something different if you open the back. So as you breathe, you can feel your shoulder maybe rising or widening, the top of your shoulder, or I don't know what you'll feel. You'll feel what you feel. But then let your awareness drop inside of your ribs, inside of your thoracic cavity, to perceive the movement of your lungs. And as you do that, release your hand. Our hand is our touching messenger. But when we are touching through our hands, which are so incredible, that takes a lot of our brain. So when you let your hand go, you're opening up areas that don't normally perceive themselves. We, in fact, I think they are called involuntary. They're not involuntary, but we're taught they're involuntary. Fortunately, they're volunteering freely every day, every moment of our life. So just feeling your breath in that lobe, that upper lobe of that lung. I'm wanting to pause so that you don't hear my voice and just feel your breath. I'll feel mine. It's not that you're not breathing in your other areas of your lungs, but that you're opening the pathway specifically to that upper lobe or upper area if you're on the left side. And now, if you just breathe naturally without particular focus, allow whatever has recorded in your nervous system to just relax and breathe. Not focusing or opening your awareness, just breathing. And does that area feel anything special, or is it the same, or does it have any more, call any more of your attention? It may or may not. If this is your first time, it might take longer, or it might be instantaneous. Don't judge, just enjoy. Enjoy the research, the curiosity. Okay, now to bring your hand over your breast of that same side and under your arm. Same hand, same breast, same area of the mid-thoracic. And open the back of your brain to the awareness of the breathing of your middle lobe on the right or the lower portion of the left upper lobe. Opening the back of your brain to your breathing in this middle lobe. And then releasing your hand to open your areas of your brain that aren't normally open to perceive more subconscious, even unconscious processes. If you feel the need or the desire to change your position, either because you just do, or maybe you're not comfortable, do what brings you the most comfort. And feel how the earth is holding you. Wherever you are, the earth is under us. Even you were in a hammock or in a tree or, I don't know about an airplane, but not many of us will be in the airplane today. But if you are, somehow the airplane is in connection to the earth. Feel the earth, but feel the space between the airplane and the earth if you're up in the air. We say Mother Earth. Father Sun. But you could say Father Earth and Mother Sun. Whatever you feel, you know, we can change the myth. So, curious about the breathing in your middle lobe. It's you, you know, a part of you that you may not know as well, but you also know very well because it's what's keeping you alive. From the time of your birth. When you became a breathing air being versus a cellular water being breathing in the womb. And then release your focus on not focusing. Let yourself just maybe even wiggle around or just be comfortable without especially being aware of your breathing. Do you notice a difference or not? Are you comfortable? Can you feel the earth holding you always? I once said something similar to a woman in her 80s, which is not only a little more than a year and a half away from me, but she'd lived a long life or a lifetime. And I said to her something about feel gravity and the earth supporting you and yield. And she said, "Oh, I thought gravity was my enemy." That's what she had learned in life. She had to fight against gravity, I'm suggesting, however old you are. Yield to gravity, to the earth. And now placing the same hand, but maybe you'll need the back of your hand or the palm, depending on your flexibility. I have to use the back of my hand. Reach behind you onto your lower thoracic cavity. And you may want to lie on your side for that. Whatever is comfortable. And open your awareness to the breathing of your lower lobe. Of that lung. Again, releasing the frontal lobe of your brain, opening the back, the brain stem, cerebellum. And breathe easily, no directing it, receiving it. And releasing your hand eventually so that you have a more direct route to your lung, from your lung, rather than it's passing through your hand. And your hand, of course, has more experience with touch, but your lung has experience internally with touch. Then even release the openness to awareness. Breathe naturally, easily. Open your breathing of that whole lung. Again, when I say open, I mainly open your brain to receive the back of your brain. Maybe move around a little bit. Maybe feel the movement of your arms. Maybe you'll notice a difference in the movement of your head. Maybe you don't. Looking for changes, again, is more of a motor act. So how to frame our words so that as we're receiving the information, rather than we're making some kind of a demand on our lungs or our arms. And just enjoy, move around. And then come back to rest. And now let's switch to the other side. So placing that hand on your shoulder. And you can feel the movement of your shoulder as you breathe. The rise and fall of your breath, widening, narrowing. And then open the back of your brain to feel the movement of your upper lobe. The same area as the other side. Releasing your hand so that you have a direct connection between your brain and your lung. You don't have to pass through your hand, which is such a wonderful guide. Then release your awareness and just let your breathing be more unconscious, but remaining open to whatever is, any subtlety of sensation or feeling. One of the things that I found when I first started this exploration was that in some lobes I breathed in more, and other lobes I breathed out more. And some lobes I breathed in and out more, and others I breathed in and out less. It was easier to breathe in certain lobes and breathe out in others. And some lobes were not very utilized. That was a big insight for me. Rather than forcing anything, and the ones that had less awareness or less activity, I was more gentle with. So like in homeopathy, if something is more seriously inhibited, then it's more diluted, it's more gentle. Or a baby is not as strong, not as much tone. So we lower our tone, we lower our strength. And then when someone is strong and healthy, we increase our strength. So if your lung is, part of your lung is not as vital as another, then be more gentle. Match the tone. And if it's more robust, then yeah, meet it. Don't go above the tone that exists. Always be slightly behind so that it's guiding you rather than you're forcing it. So the nervous system here backs off from the cellular and lets the cellular guide the exploration. So now place that hand on your over your breast, under your arm of the same lung, and let your breast breathe also in its own cells. Let your breast be free to breathe along with your middle lobe. gently leaving your hand, feeling your lung opening to it. Acknowledging that you care about your lung. It's our birthright to breathe. And then letting go of the particular awareness and just breathe. Just breathe. And do you feel any difference? Maybe yes, maybe no. What do you feel? What do you sense? Are you just resting? Feeling Mother Earth, Father Sky. Feeling what you feel. And then with that hand, going to your back, your lower thoracic cavity. I don't like to say rib cage. Sometimes I do because that's my training. It's not a cage. These are wonderful feelers. Yeah. Maybe like a centipede. All these legs that we can move through our ribs. And inside of this mobile skeletal structure is this buoyancy of our lungs, of your lungs, my lungs. We share a commonality, but they're all different. We're all different, but we share also unity of being. And releasing your hand, I find I don't stay with that hand so long because I'm not comfortable in that position. We're all different that way. But your lower lobe is all the way up to the spine of your scapula. It's very big in the back. Very big. Behind your middle lobe. So when our hand was on our breast, it was also over our lower lobe, but behind the middle. Opening your pathways for the cells of your lung, of your lower lobe, to reach your brainstem, your cerebellum. And from there, it will find its way to your cortex. But don't start with your cortex looking. It's a journey. It's a long journey. It's a long historical journey. I also didn't say if you're able to breathe with your mouth closed, it's good to breathe through the nose because there are 6 passages through your nose, 3 on each side through the concha, and they help to purify the air, to filter it. But if you can't breathe with your mouth closed, then certainly keep your mouth open. This is not, hopefully, the only time you will pay attention to your breathing. not to direct it, to count it. Sometimes that's important, but this is not about that. This is about just receiving how you are breathing in this moment in your lungs. Okay, so release your kind of meditation on your breathing and let your arms flow out and your head flow out of your lungs and feel the movement that your lungs provide to your chest, to your upper back. Sometimes we use chest, front, upper back, but it's the whole volume of your thoracic cavity and your hands, and perhaps move into rolling or wherever, or maybe you just want to rest because you are ready to rest. This is now your time to be where you are. I'm going to close my speaking. You are free. You are free in your own path to move, explore, and breathe and be well. Thank you.